on the 1 yard line.
Number 23, Steve Kosinski, makes another tackle. It probably saves a touchdown for now.
Our reach breaks their huddle. We've seen a no huddle offense. We've seen a T formation. We've seen spread. We've seen a wing T. We've seen it all for the Pirates, and we're almost nearly done with the first quarter. This is a T formation to Puff once again. Same play, and he's in for the end zone, standing up. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. It's now Harbor Beach 20, Lakers nothing, with 58 seconds to go in the first quarter.
Basically the same idea that they just run the play from the T formation, just not as spread out and untouched. A bus could have driven through that hole. It was just an easy sail in there for Puff.
Puff finds himself in the end zone for the first time tonight and makes the lead by 20 points after a one-yard scamper finds him in the end zone. Extra point team is on the field, and Kessling ready to kick this one off. A little bit of a high snap, but he gets it off anyway, right through the uprights, and he gets it all the way back to the track. That's about a 30-yard field goal, if not more. You're tuned to WLIW, 58 seconds left in the first quarter. It's Harbor Beach 21, Lakers nothing.
Hey everybody, I'm Jarrett Price, new guy over here at the Volume Dealer in the Thumb. More motor sales in Carroll. Wow, do we have the minivans. We have them starting in the low 20s for the value conscious buyer, all the way up to the luxurious Town & Country Limited. We have the largest selection in the Thumb and service second to none. It's all down at More Motor Sales, just west of Carroll on M81. See why your friends and neighbors are driving to Carroll. See you soon.
At More Motor Sales of Carroll, the Volume Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer and undisputed minivan capital of the Thumb.
WLIW Sports, we've had a lot of offense on the outreach side of things so far. It's 21-0 with 58 seconds left in the first quarter. Dave, what does Lakers really need to do to get back in this game quickly? Because it's about to get out of hand.
Yeah, it is about to get out of hand, Clark. Defensively, personally, sitting up here watching the game, I don't know what Harvey is going to run next. You said it best there before the break. We're talking T formation, spread offense, read options. The option play, we've seen it all from Harbor Beach. They've thrown the kitchen sink at him.
And Nick Hasley gives a line drive all the way to the one-yard line, bounces into the end zone by a yard, and is down in the end zone for a touchback. Second of the night, he has the wind at his back, and so Lakers will get the ball on their own 20-yard line. 80 yards for a score, left to right across your radio.
Back to familiar territory for Lakers here, starting at the 20. Offensively now, they need to get a first down, get something rolling here. The run hasn't worked. The pass hasn't worked. They're going to have to do something to get put Harbor Beach back on their heels a little, as right now they're on their toes, ready to tackle anything that moves right now.
Lakers has not had a first down yet in this game. First and 10 from their own 20-yard line, I formation behind, two receivers to the left. Post hands it off to his right, met at the line of scrimmage. Dustin Cady, the 205, 5'10 running back for no gain. And we have a timeout called by Harbor Beach. Interesting call. So with 49 seconds left in the first quarter, it's 21-0 Harbor Beach, and we have a timeout called by Harbor Beach. We'll be back after this.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
Hi, this is Cooper for Thumb National Bank, inviting you to join the Thumb National team. In our family, my great-grandpa is a farm customer at Thumb National. My grandpa and grandma are business customers, and my mom and dad bought our house with a mortgage loan from Thumb National. And oh yeah, they bought our family truckster. I mean our minivan with a Thumb National car loan. They even come to our school to teach all my class about how to save money. That's pretty cool and a lot of fun. I know when I get bigger, Thumb National is going to be my bank too. My sisters and I already have savings accounts for college. My dad says Thumb National can make all your dreams come true. He should know because he's really smart. Take it from me, Cooper. Join the Thumb National team today with offices in Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, and Bay City, where relationships are built on trust. Member FDIC.
Lakers facing a second and 10 from their own 20-yard line. Post back to pass. He has a bunch of defenders coming at him. He gets a complete pass to number 26 at the right hash and then some. That's Dustin Cady for the complete pass. Gets about 5 yards up to the 25-yard line. And suddenly they have A third and five situation coming up.
Number two, Travis Essmaker makes the tackle.
Clock winding down, 25 seconds left in the first quarter. Hart Reach called a timeout just before that, so you kind of keep the wind at their back. It's a strong west wind we're facing tonight. Indeed, a beautiful day for football. Sun's about to set, overcast skies, 10 seconds left in the first quarter, and looks like Lakers are going to get one more playoff before the end of the first. They trail 21-0 to Harbor Beach. Spread formation, post with company to his left, and he gets it off before the clock goes to zero. Post rolls to his left, and it's a pass, and it's picked off by number, is that number 86, Avery Wainer, and he's pushed out of bounds at the 35-yard line of Laker territory as the clock says zeros to end the first quarter, and we have a flag down on the field, and it looks like it's almost going to be against Harbor Beach.
If it's against Harbor Beach, Clark, most likely a block in the back or a hold on the return.
The flag flew after the interception by number 86,
Avery
Wainer.
Avery should keep his helmet on. He should have thought. 47.
Most officials trying to figure this one out. Then they're conversing with the Laker players, so it is indeed against Harbor Beach. Just trying to figure out where they want to start this one to start the second quarter. Lakers was facing a third and five after a complete pass to Dustin Cady on second down. And no call. We have a... What exactly is that, Dave?
They haven't made a call yet, but they just moved him back 10 yards. I got to think it's a block in the back.
Has to be. So if that's the case, instead of the 35-yard line, Harbor Reach will be starting from the 45-yard line. You're tuned to WLEW. We'll be back after this. After one, it's Harbor Reach 21, Lakers nothing.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call the 1-800 number that connects you with who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Auto Owners Insurance. The no problem people.
Hi, this is Amy, and when you're shopping for your insurance, keep it simple and call us at Knight's Insurance Agency in Cassidy, where we'll go over your options with you and get you the coverage that you need at a price you can afford. That's Knight's Insurance Agency in downtown Cassidy. Give us a call at 989-872-5114.
Interception, and Harbor Reach takes it over. Avery Wainer, number 86, intercepted Nick Post. That's two on the 9-4 post of the Lakers. And now Harbor Reach has the ball at the 45-yard line of Lakers territory. Now facing the wind left to right across the radio. Harbor Reach comes out in spread formation. Derek Buff to Kraft's left in the shotgun. Kraft keeps this for himself, gets back to the line of scrimmage, jukes to his right, to his left, breaks a free of a tackle at the 28-yard line.
Wow.
And finally brought down right there. And when all said and done, it's a 16-yard gain for Eli Kraft.
It just refuses to go down. He was hit after about a 6-yard gain, juke, spins, whatever he's got to do. He slithers his way for 16 yards. I mean, this guy just won't go down.
Eli Kraft now has 50 yards running and 10 yards passing on the night. And we're still just starting the second quarter.
Well, again, they're just spreading everybody out. Puff got quite a few carries in the last carry. Just fakes it to him and keeps it himself. And that's been successful also.
First and 10, spread formation from the 30-yard line, 29-yard line, and it's a fumble. Derek Puff couldn't keep a handle on it. Looks like Lakers recovered that one. On the bottom of the pile is a white jersey. That's number 62, the lineman, Jack Dutcher, 6'1", 240 defensive end. Jumps on that one, and it's a turnover. The first for the night for Harbor Reach, and Lakers has the ball once again.
Maybe what Lakers needs to get going here, something to kind of put a little fuel on their fire here, get going. Looks like just a bad snap there. Not bad snap, but a bad handoff between Eli Kraft and Derek Puff there. Not sure. Getting a little ahead of themselves, I guess. The going's too good. Bring out the defense for Harbor Beach, and let's see what Lakers can do on offense.
So 28 seconds later, Lakers gets the ball back after a fumble from Derek Puff. And all of a sudden, they're rushing to the right side, out to the 35-yard line. That's going to be a gain of three where the forward motion is stopped. And that was number 26, Dustin Cady.
He ran into a pile of Pirate defenders there. It looks like it was led by 47, Aaron Ginther.
Second and seven for the Lakers from their own 35-yard line. Right to left across the radio. Winds at their back, 11.